Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Given all you've seen on the WASD, does wheat have the leadership today?
Well, it certainly would appear to be. I mean, it by far came in the furthest away from what the average guesses are on the tight side. I think that's probably going to be the biggest surprise that any trader saw. You know, that everybody's been very negative wheat. And it's interesting when you look at the fact that they increased on the U.S. side exports for wheat, you know, and on the world side they actually increased feed usage, you know, so total use went up, and that's what caused a drop both at the U.S. and at the world.
Opening call for wheat then?
Well, I look at wheat to be up 3 to 5 on the open, you know, and it may even be up stronger than that. It's going to take some of its cues from corn and beans. I think both corn and beans got, you know, they both had very good reports at the U.S. level. We, of course, increased the world stocks primarily because of some carry-in adjustments and some from last year's production and some production adjustments for this year. So I think corn is going to be steady to up too, especially seeing that China just announced that they're going to probably sell some of their reserves, you know, to try and cool off some of their prices on corn. That's always something that traders get nervous about. It implies, yeah, they might do the same thing with beans at some point in time. And I see, you know, beans up 2 to 5. The 190 million, you know, came in 10 million lower than the average guess. And I think that maybe what that is going to signal to the traders at the U.S. level, at least, is that old crop beans are still mighty, mighty tight. And if you look at the overall week, you know, we're up 6.25 on December corn. We're up 13.5 on November beans. We're up 16 on July wheat. We've really had a very positive week, even though it's been hard to believe that when you looked at yesterday's trade.
Does the bull spreads in soybeans then continue to widen today?
I think they should. You know, we certainly saw a lot of unwinding in that area and a lot of profit taking. The interesting part about this week has been the active trade that we've seen. Corn actually traded 400,000 contracts one day, which is something that we haven't seen since the 2008 trade and the beginning of 2009. And so I think what it signals to us basically is that any time that the trade gets nervous, whether it would be weather or anything else, you could see a tremendous move in the marketplace. And then at the same time, the minute that they feel comfortable, go back the other way, just like we saw this week.
And just very quickly, calls on the livestock.
Calls on the livestock? I'm going to call them higher following the overnights. Basically, we're seeing an extreme tightness when it comes to available good cattle, and that's going to continue to support cattle. And the same thing, you know, that when the cattle are supported, the hogs are also there.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois.